For a good 9 years of my life, I had the most amazing side projects. I ran a blog which showcased creative work from around the continent. I looked at things like fine arts, graphic design, you name it, we did it. It was a beautiful space. But eventually got too big for me, and I had to pass it on to a team which had better resources than me. But a question that I get asked a lot is, how in the world did I manage to run such a big project and still hold down a 9-to-5 successfully? And this was through the use of a lot of resources that are online. And today, I'm going to share those resources because those resources are super powerful if you want to go into the freelance game, or you want to start a side hustle, or if you're starting a new business and you're a one-person team. So sit back, relax, and let's go.
It's time for the main event of the evening.
This is Artwell, and you are listening to the Creative Rant.
Oh my gosh.
Starting any new project is super daunting, especially if you want that creative project to be your main income driver in the future. But what you want to do right now is make sure that you get all the tools and the resources that can help you run your project in the smoothest way possible. So what I've done is I've listed 5 things that I think are super important for you. So without further ado, let's get straight to it.
Number 1.
Now the first free tool that we're going to look at is not really a free tool, but it has a tier that's free, and I believe that that's enough when you're starting. And this is an accounting tool. It basically helps you invoice in a way that looks professional, but is also very organized. And this is called ZipBooks. You can find it at zipbooks.com. So it has a couple of tiers. And the first tier is free, and then it starts from $15 going upwards. Now the free tier allows you to send unlimited invoices, manage unlimited vendors and customers, accept digital payments via PayPal and Square, view basic reports, and last but not least, allows you to connect one bank account. Now, when you're starting off on a side project or a new business, that's all that you need. Eventually, when you get bigger and bigger, you can then expand to the other tiers. Now, the beauty of this product is that the dashboard allows you to get a holistic view of what your revenues are, what your expenses are, what your profits versus losses are. Everything is in one place. And you don't have to worry about having a ton of folders with invoices and receipts, all that kind of stuff. Everything is placed in one place and it's secure. And another thing that I really appreciated about this product is the fact that it supports different currencies. So that also makes it a really big win because a lot of them don't, which is super frustrating.
Number 2.
The next tool I'm going to share is an easy to use productivity tool, and it's called Trello, and you can access it at Trello.com. It is a super basic tool. All it is a list making app. So what you do is you create a whole lot of lists. You drag each one of your tasks into different bins. That one task can be dragged into the complete bin, the other task can be dragged into the Monday bin, another task can be dragged into the Wednesday bin. It is that simple. The beauty of it all is that you can then also share your bins with other people. So other people can then drag and drop whatever things that they're doing. So you can get really collaborative about this. And on top of that, you're also able to sync with your mobile device. So as you're on the move and you're finishing off tasks, you can swipe left and right and get all these things completed and placed into different bins. Super easy to use, especially if you're in a small team. And on top of that, you can also connect it onto Slack. So it has lots of functionality that is also expandable. I really like this tool because it does not require a PhD to use. And now a word from our sponsors.
What you doing, Daddy?
Hey, baby girl. I'm making a podcast so I can take over the world.
That's so nice.
You're right, my boy. It does sound nice.
Number 3.
If you're going to go into the freelance world, the one thing that's very important to you is the ability to bill by the hour in the most efficient, fair, and realistic way possible. And the only way to do this is to get a good software that guides you and does it in a way that is not intrusive and is intuitive. And such tool is a tool called toggl.com. How you spell that? It's toggl.com. And it's easy to use. All you need to do is sign up, set up your account, and go. Now you can be a bit more complex than this. You can set up a folder with projects, you can set up a folder with all the different clients, set up the different teams, and also set up a whole lot of tags. So when you start a job, all you do is open up the folder that you want to work in, click onto the client that you want to work on, press the project that you're about to do, press record, and fire away. And what's nice about this is that throughout the months, you're then collecting up all these different timesheets that you've worked on. So when you bill, it's much easier than that notebook that's got a whole lot of scruffy writing. What's an even bigger bonus is that you're able to look at things like insights and reports and get an understanding of which clients are taking up too much of your time or which clients are slipping away. This tool allows you to manage your processes in the most efficient and, most importantly, the most profitable way possible.
Number 4.
Now, whenever you hear about CRM, you think about large-scale clients that need to take care of a huge amount of customers. But even if you only have a handful of customers, it's still very, very important to monitor and take care of potential leads. A tool that can help you with managing your CRM is called Streak. And you can find it at streak.com. Now, it's not completely free, but they do have a pillar which is free. And this free gives you basic CRM management of 500 clients. And then from there, you can also do things like merging your mail, email tracking. And what's nice about this tool is that it connects onto your Gmail. So within your Gmail account, you can actually see your potential leads and customers you need to talk to and potential opportunities right there within your email. Now, I'm sure some of you are going, but it's only free for 500 customers. Well, if you bypass 500 customers, you should be paying for the premium version. This is an awesome tool. It's a great way for you to start looking outside of just the clients that are in front of you, but opportunities that may pass you by in the coming future.
And now, the random fact of the day.
Did you know that creative people are more likely to be situationists? I have no idea what that is.
And so concludes our random fact for the day.
Number 5.
If you're looking to have regular communications with your customers, then email is the way to go. It's the most appropriate way to communicate with them. But it's also the most powerful when it comes to email marketing. Now, when you talk about email marketing, the first name that should come up in your head is MailChimp. The beauty of MailChimp is that it's completely free until you pass having 2,000 subscribers. Now, that'll take a while to get there, especially if you're fresh and you're starting off. But what's nice about the free tier is you get an email builder, which allows you to make beautiful, stunning emails. You get marketing CRM. Earlier on, I spoke about CRM. You get the ability to create forms and landing pages. You get a creative assistant. You also get a website builder within the MailChimp domain. This is all free. This is a fantastic way to amplify your marketing prowess. So go ahead, give MailChimp a try. And that's it. I want to send a big shout out to all of you who have taken the time to listen to my podcast. I look forward to seeing you on episode 5. We have some amazing guests. I'm currently actually editing that episode, so it's going to be super fantastic. And I also want to send a shout out to all those people who've been spreading the word about the podcast. In a short space of time, we've actually managed to grow in a way that I didn't expect. So I want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. And it's time for me to go. So take care. Peace out. Let's go.
Ladies and gentlemen,
this is Artwell, and you've been listening to The Creative Rant. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast on your favorite podcast platform, and make sure that you follow us on social media.